With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. The Arsenal Bridge will be closed to all traffic tomorrow due to a repair project on the lock. The garrison on Arsenal Island says from 7:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon, pedestrian, vehicle, and rail traffic will not be able to use the bridge between Davenport and Arsenal Island. The Corps of Engineers plans to work on repairing the main lock, used mainly by towboats and barges. The candidates for Illinois governor met in Chicago last night for their first debate. WBZ Chicago's Tony Arnold breaks down what happened.
The debate got personal. Republican incumbent Governor Bruce Rauner accused Democrat J.B. Pritzker of not being worthy to hold public office.
Your lack of integrity, your lack of character, your cheating on your property taxes.
Pritzker returned fire, accusing Rauner of obstructing legislation and then taking credit for it passing.
Virtually everything that you just tried to take credit for happened in spite of you, not because of you.
Rauner also accused the Conservative Party's Sam McCann of getting paid by Democrats to interrupt him on stage. And Libertarian Cash Jackson said he's the most fiscally sound candidate because, unlike Pritzker and Rauner, he hadn't spent millions to be there. I'm Tony Arnold.
Investigators in Iowa say a state agency director and ally of Governor Kim Reynolds sexually harassed at least three female subordinates and routinely drank on the job. An independent investigation released yesterday found that Iowa Finance Authority Director Dave Jamison grabbed one employee's breasts in front of several witnesses during a meeting in 2016. Investigators also found that Jamison repeatedly sexually harassed another female employee during work events, including twice when he asked her to go to his hotel room. The governor promptly fired Jamison after two women came forward earlier this year with complaints. The independent investigation also found that Jamison's denials of misconduct were not credible. Northern Illinois University's Board of Trustees has named a woman for president for the first time in the school's history. Lisa Freeman is now officially the president of NIU. Freeman has been serving as acting president since July of last year. She has been at the university for 8 years after spending 16 years on the faculty at Kansas State University. Freeman has a background in veterinary medicine. A new federal grant will allow the Quad City International Airport to improve the lighting and electrical systems along its runways and taxiways much sooner than expected. Executive Director Ben Leishner says the airport will receive $2.2 million from the Federal Aviation Administration from a program that funds what's considered high-priority airport projects.
And it includes recabling 20, even 30-year-old electrical cables that run to the lighting on the airfield. It includes the replacement of existing light fixtures and replacing them with more efficient LED fixtures.
Leishner says originally this work was included in the capital improvement program for 2020, but moved up when these FAA infrastructure grants became available. The project will also include pilot-controlled lighting, so the runway lights can be left off overnight and turned on by pilots when an airplane needs to land or take off. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.